Sam Cooke was one of the earliest stars of soul music. He was the first black performer to run his own label, and he scored 29 top 40 hits between 1957 and 1965. In 64, he was shot dead in a Los Angeles motel. Well before he entered the pop charts, Cooke was a star on the gospel circuit with the group The Soul Stirrers. Music critic Milo Miles reviews a new box set of Sam Cooke's early work.
The things that I see as I walk along the streets, that's heaven to me.
A little flower that blooms in May, a lovely sunset at the end of a day, someone helping a stranger along the way.
That's heaven
to me. Whoa.
I worry nowadays that not enough people know about Sam Cooke. What you miss is not only his wondrous songs, but a poignant, heartbreaking life story. Seems to me there are two ways to look at the course of his career. One is the harsh judgment version. Here Cooke is the shining matinee idol of 50s gospel, who betrayed the sacred by straying into pop. He paid the price with his sordid death at age 29 in a situation that involved a dalliance with a young female fan. The more compassionate version holds that Sam Cooke followed his destiny, that spurning pop music would have been the real betrayal of his talent. Oddly enough, I think the compassionate version is reinforced by the new set, Sam Cooke with the Soul Stirrers, the complete specialty recordings. The best reason to go for a box set is if the collected tunes tell a story, and these do. As the story begins, the Soul Stirrers make an unlikely launching pad for a pop star. But Cooke isn't very convincing in the old-time religion mode. The more he finds his own singing style, the more it sounds like he has a teenage crush on Jesus.
Somebody knows when I am tempted. Somebody cares when things go wrong. Somebody's love is always there to guide you and make you. His love is so far beyond, brother. Eternal life to yours to know him. Savior divine, friend of mine. But Lord, I cannot tell.
Cooke went even further along this road with his original tune, Touch the Hem of His Garment, one of his most celebrated sides with the Soul Stirrers. It's a remarkable 2 minutes. There's a bursting passion for redemption in this world, not the next. But also, there's no mistaking that the woman supplicant who just wants to touch the hem of Jesus' garment is exactly like a frenzied fan at a gospel revival or a soul review.
Whoa! A woman in the Bible days, she had been sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, oh, and oh, and oh, and oh, said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. And oh, she spent her money.
In the same year that Cooke recorded Touch the Hem of His Garment, he made his first secular love sides for specialty. These are not outstanding performances, except that some sound like warm-ups for You Send Me. But they are also not deformations of Sam Cooke's sensibility. He was too warm, too intimate for gospel. His voice was made to capture your heart when there was just the two of you listening. Even so, he was a well-rounded performer who first learned how to lay out an audience during his years with the Soul Stirrers. Here he is giving them the spirit at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles.
If I tell him, Lord, I've got a desire.
For those who need only the essence of youthful Sam Cooke, a single disc collection called Sam Cooke with the Soul Stirrers does an excellent job. It must be emphasized, though, that the complete specialty recordings tells the story of a young man who had been singing the Lord's music since he was a child, but found he was ready for worldly love as an adult. It feels right. Soul was Cooke's destiny. The unhappy end of his career was in no way punishment for its honest and honorable beginning.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. He reviewed Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers, the complete specialty recordings on Specialty Records.